Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman. But we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you got something fun planned. Mother Nature's kind of giving us a little bit of a break here and warming things up a little bit. Kind of sucks if you're an ice fisherman like I am. But you know what? We've had our little dose of winter, and I'm done with it. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network every weekend. You can also find us on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to Facebook and /thegrillingguys and check us out there and post any pictures you like. Check in with us. Tell us how you're doing. You can also hit up gibbq.com if you want to check out our effort to bring barbecue to our brave troops, men and women around the world. That's rolling along nicely. You just got an update. We'll be letting you in on that pretty soon. But anyway, how'd your week go, Jop? I heard you had a little struggle at the grill.
You know I did, and it happens to the best of us, and I'm not the best of them. But no, my Valentine's dinner that I was going to describe to everybody, it took about twice as long. I ended up serving it in courses. I'm out on my back deck. My deck faces the north, and I got a northwest wind coming at me about 15 miles an hour, and it's about 12 out. And I
northwest winds, man. They're cold.
And I got no shield around the grill. Right, it's up against the back of the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, what segment was that? A few weeks ago, yeah. I thought you were explaining to everybody how that.
Well, I didn't say
shield.
I had one. I just told them how to do it. That's right.
Yeah. I see.
But anyway, took the heat right out of my grill, so to speak, and it did. You know, I bacon wrapped the scallops, and you cook the bacon ahead of time. I had it cooked perfectly, wrapped it around those little dogs.
At least the bacon was cured, so right. you weren't going to get right. sick there.
But I was really anticipating, you know, if you plan like I plan, I wanted to have it all done. I did what you advised, and I set the table all pretty, and my Valentine's waiting for me to bring her this wonderful meal off the grill. Well, guess what? We decided to eat in courses because I had crab cakes, scallops, and a ribeye steak, and it all got done at a completely different time than it was supposed to. So you know what? It happens, but I adapted. You know, it's like, okay, honey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be eating this stuff in courses tonight, and it worked out okay. Everything was done just perfectly, but it took a little bit longer. Well, a lot.
Sometimes that's more fun, though. So you know, improvising is part of the plan.
Yeah. Well, if you've ever traveled with Barbecue Bob anywhere, that is his mantra. Improvising is part of the plan.
It has to be.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And if you've ever been on Job's back deck. A crappy grill is part of his plan. We got to hook you up, man. We know too many people that sell good grills.
I like my Broilmaster. I like it. It's been good to me. For a gas grill, it's what I need, man. Okay. I don't use it that often. I'm a charcoal guy.
Okay. We'll give you cover on that one.
Yeah.
Right after the show today, I am headed over with my bride and my daughter, Olivia, to the Protectors Conference at the JW Marriott. That's Jennifer we had on the show a couple weeks ago. We're actually going to be trained by the Israeli Mossad on self-defense and spotting threats before they get to you because it's a dangerous world, and sometimes people are victims. And if you kind of keep your eyes out and check out your surroundings, if you train properly, you might avoid that problem. And then if you can't avoid the problem, they're going to teach some tactics. So I think it's really cool to have women learn how to defend themselves because there's all kinds of wacky people out there, and I worry about that, especially if I'm on the road.
Sure.
So I got her a nice little 380, but if she doesn't have that in her purse, I'd like her to be able to at least drop somebody and run.
Right. You know? Exactly. And she is a runner.
So she is. That's right. So spent the week cutting some trees and started shaving my logs for my grill house. It's nice and cold out, so I like doing the log work when it's cold out because it's really hard work. And pulling a draw knife on pine logs, I mean, if you try doing that in the summer, man, you are wringing wet.
So describe this grill house to me, because I'm starting to question the wisdom in building a wood grill house.
Well, we at Arctic Spas, we import them from Finland right now, and it's a Finnish thing, and I'm Finnish, so I think it's even cooler. But it's basically a cool little hobbit house, and it's mine's going to be 8x8 square. The ones we sell are pentagon-shaped, but it's basically
but
a little...
But you couldn't figure out the angles, so you're going
to well,
go
Well, I didn't
square.
Want to have to. You're right. I'm using a chainsaw, so I... Yeah, that you're absolutely right, and your buddy, Brad the Builder... talked me into going square, and I'm glad he did that. But basically, it's a little cabin, and I'm putting mine in the backyard, and it's in the middle of it. You got a wooden floor, and in the middle, I'm building a stone circular fire pit with basically an anchor for a pivot grill that you can swing across it and grill stuff on. So it can telescope up and down based on the fire you've got and whatever. But when we experienced these in Europe a couple of years ago, the guy from Finland came over and was demoing it for us at like 1 a.m. between the convention and the chalets.
And several Finnish beers, yeah.
Well, no, it was this little bottle of something, and he puts this little shot glass around your neck. But it's a circular bench all the way around it. Yeah, it's awesome. And puts this little necklace around you and passes a bottle around, and you take a little hit and say crazy things and finish. But I'm building my grill out of stone, like if you've ever seen
fire pit.
The pictures of the grill from the Salt Lick in Texas. I'm building a mini version of that one, and because it's my goal. I want to have that cool little circular grill. And so you build your fire in it, it warms the place up, and then you grill things on top of it. And there's a big hood over it. Mine will be copper, and it sucks all the smoke out. If you want to have cigars, great place. If you have smokers in the group, that's the place where you can do all the adult things. That
So you're going to have benches around the perimeter of this thing,
yes.
And a wood floor. You're going to build a fire in the middle of a wood floor, but it's surrounded by rock.
Yeah, it's going to be a big wood stone structure. And then on top of the fire pit, there's a table, and I think I'm not sure what that's going to be made of yet. We'll see how much granite you bring me next time.
Okay,
but it's gonna. It's
got some
this,
more coming, by the
it's
way.
It's got this good. It's got this nice shelf all the way around it, and it's. You got to go on to Go Arctic. You got to go on to ArcticSpas.com and look at the Grill Haas. It's the coolest concept. The ones we ship in have reindeer pelts on the walls and. It's a man cave. It's everything you'd want in your backyard. Especially
I'm just
for
thinking
weather.
You better keep the Lowell Township Fire Department the first couple times we get that thing up and going, because
I'll fireproof it for sure.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because it's got an opening in the front where you throw the fire in, and that whole thing in front of that's gonna have to have a spark guard
on
it.
It's just getting better. It's just getting better.
Now we sell hundreds.
He's engineering, yeah. Somebody engineered those different than you though, with a chainsaw and some pine logs that you scrape the bark off.
Okay,
of,
well, I'll still invite you in. Don't worry.
Well, you know what? I'll see the fire. I'm sure. I will.
That's right. So, got to tell you, the Snap Fitness deal is working out great.
I can see that.
Getting to Snap Fitness and having that card to go when I want to go, that's everything. So, can't thank the folks at Snap Fitness enough for their sponsorship and the great deal we got. I was sitting at the TV last night. And I put my arms back, and I could actually feel muscle starting to come back in my arms.
More of that hardness that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking about and with some of our friends from a new brewery up in Hart, Michigan, called the Big Hart Brewery. They got some really cool stuff they're doing up there. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek Original Brew Pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company. And as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our name. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, maybe even a little deep fryer. It's midwinter grilling, and you know what? You can grill any time of the year if you're a grilling guy. You know we're doing it, and we're having a little bit of fun with it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What is cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, welcome back. And we are going to talk to somebody here in a little northern part of Michigan. Jop, you and I, a couple years back, we went up to Hart, and we did our show from Hanson's Foods, which is this cool supermarket, right off of 31 at the Hart exit. And you got a chance to meet Dave and Leslie Hanson. And I have been up there quite a few times since because my friends Scott and Katie have a cottage right near there. So they're the ones that turned me on to Dave. And
I remember, right, there's quite a meat market there.
Oh, man. Yeah. The dude, yeah. So anyway, I went in there about 6 months ago. And he drugged me down the street and showed me this little project he had. And I walked away in awe because Hart, Michigan now has a brewery. And on the live line is the proprietor, the founder, genius, I might say, and a heck of a grilling guy, Dave Hanson from Big Hart Brewing Company. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Bob. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, you know what? I'm fine. I'm missing you, though. I have fond memories of the time we spent with you when we were up there. We're going to have to make that jaunt again this summer, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. We're coming. Get the steaks ready. I remember
so,
you have them.
So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, tell us what's going on in Hart, Michigan.
Well, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Big Hart Brewing Company is opening for the first time ever.
Awesome. Awesome.
So
your son got like 12 beers on tap. 12.
Okay, to give everybody a little background, now Dave and his wife Leslie have this wonderful supermarket, and it's got one of the best beer selections of any supermarket in Michigan, also one of the best meat counters. I'm not lying. This deli counter is 50, 60 feet long, and they have everything in it. But this is a store you walk into, and you just want to buy stuff, and those are rare. But so if you're doing a brewery, and I was there several months back when you were framing it in, and I saw your vision, and it was so impressive. I mean, I know you're going to do well, and I know who your brewer is. So tell us how that's all unraveling for you.
Well,
unfolding.
yeah, that's better. Yeah, it's going to be great. We have Teo is absolutely amazing, and he's actually one of the reasons that I decided to build a brewery is Teo. He's every single beer he makes is right, just spot on. The water in Hart comes from an artesian well, so that was the other reason. So I thought, well, what if he had really good water and I had the best brewer? What kind of beer would he make? Well, it turned out that that was a pretty good combination.
That's pretty incredible. Now, your son has an awesome beer store now turned brewery called Beer Camp in Ann Arbor. And I've been watching his progress in the last couple of years, and he's just blowing up. So Teo is actually his brewer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're stealing him.
I'm borrowing him.
Hey, if you can't steal from your kids, who can you steal from, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, once he hangs around Hart long enough, he's not going to go back to Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the water's cleaner in Hart than it is in Ann Arbor.
So, Adam, I think there will be a brewer's job open in Ann Arbor very shortly. Yeah. Our producer is Adam Kohansky, and he brews for Brewery Vivant. He brought us in a nice sticky love this morning.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, we love beer for breakfast. But
He can't produce worth a hoot, but boy, can he brew.
The dude's a great brewer and a good producer.
Awesome job.
Yeah. So anyway, Big Heart Brewing, you're right off 131. What is that exit?
31.
I mean 31. What is that exit?
It's just a hard exit. I don't know what the number is, but...
Yeah.
You probably... So you get off, you go east or west?
You go east. Just about a mile.
Yeah, it's right before you get to Hanson Foods. So, I mean,
exactly. It's only three businesses away.
You need a golf cart. That's how this is going to go. And the cool thing you're doing is you're bringing in a line of food, of course, because you're such a foodie. I mean, I can only imagine the menu. I've seen part of it so far, but tell everybody what some of your key dishes are going to be there.
Well, I hate to say it, but one of the first things on the menu is Cajun boiled peanuts.
Love
it. I'll tell you what, those turned out awesome. And they're hot, they're salty. So, you know.
Kind of goes good with beer?
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Smart guy, we told you. Yeah.
We're going to have some raw oysters. We got some Kobe beef steaks, salmon. It's going to be a pretty small menu. I don't like to have too big of a menu so that it's manageable and everything is done perfectly.
Well, that's a good idea, too. It serves lots of purposes, like makes it easier to select. I mean, if the menu gets too big, it's like overwhelms you. Number two, you get to keep a lot more fresh food around because your turns are bigger.
Exactly. But
I can only imagine how good the food's going to be. Jop, this place inside is gorgeous. It's the perfect spot for that community. They don't even know what they're in for yet, but all I can say is I wish I lived in Hart right now.
Well, I wish you did, too.
Yeah, Dave, do you have a Facebook or a website or anything where people can check it out?
BigHeartBrewing.com.
Very cool.
And that's Big Heart, H-A-R-T.
Exactly, Heart, so, like Heart, Michigan.
So I told Dave I was up at the ranch, our corporate ranch, couple weeks ago, and I was smoking every day on the back deck. I had their cheap little...
Andy was cooking.
they've got some pretty cheesy little smokers, but I made the best of it. But each day I had my Big Heart apron on, so it was kind of cool having that up there. Some great photo ops with moose in the background and everything.
Beautiful.
I'll send you some pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I called up there.
They were alive, right? It wasn't what you were cooking.
Yeah, no, I actually was smoking moose two of the days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good meat. So anyway, more about Big Heart. You're opening today at 4 o'clock, and I just can't urge people enough to get up there and try. I'm sure your new Imperial Stout is going to be an absolute ringer.
It's awesome. It's spot on. I mean, it's what it's supposed to be, you know?
Vienna IPA.
That is using Vienna malt, actually.
And not sausages?
You know, I never thought about that, but we could probably incorporate it.
Serve one in it, you know, just a little Vienna on a pit toothpick. There we go. Hey, you know, I'm a marketing genius. That's what I do.
Yeah. That's why we keep him around. He's a marketing genius. So what other signature beers are you going to have there, Dave?
Well, one of the things is the malt cider that I don't think too many people have.
Nobody has it.
60% grain-based sugars and a local apple cider that I froze up 1,000 gallons of it.
Okay, so for those of you out there that have tried hard ciders and go, well, it's just not my thing, Let me tell you about this. This is like a beer and a cider combined. And if you're a big beer fan and not the biggest cider fan, this is your ticket to apple heaven.
It is, and it's just got a little bit of hop in it, you know. But it's that's all fermented together. So it's not like you don't add cider to beer. It's you ferment the cider and the malts together, and it comes out really, really nice.
Okay, we're talking with our friend, our buddy Dave Hansen. Dave and Leslie have built this really cool brewery. It's in Hart, Michigan. It opens Saturday today at 4 o'clock. If you're going up 31 and you see an exit that says Hart, make a hard turn and head east about a mile. It's on the north side of that east-west road, and it's I've seen the pictures of the inside. I can't wait till we get there. I can't go today, but I will be darkening your doorstep soon, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll save you a beer.
Great, Dave. We're going to count on that.
Thanks. So
all right. That's Big Heart Brewing up in Hart, Michigan. You know, a lot of people go up there for the dunes, Sleeping Bear Dunes. Great place to stop over and get your groceries, your fixings for your barbecue.
Yeah.
And some beer.
Yep. I'm pretty sure there'll be some asparagus on the menu.
Probably. Coming up next, it's the Atomic Buffalo Turd. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link, and they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now, that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With three locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Cranker's is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Cranker's. Yeah!
Well, that's some appropriate music, a little back scratch fever, because we're talking about an Atomic Buffalo Turd at this point. But welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Got a little sideways there between segments here, but we'll reel that back in. But always like a little cat.
Too much information.
Right. You know, we haven't heard from the cat guy
No.
in months.
That's okay.
Yeah, it is. That's I guess okay. That's bygones are bygones.
Yeah, but, that's right.
Whatever. But anyway.
Don't awaken the dead.
I think we were talking about dead cats is what brought all that on.
Was. Okay.
Got up on the counter, had to shoot him.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I just want to see if he still listens.
Yeah.
How bad we really pissed him off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the thing that this show is supposed to be about is fun grilling any time of the year. And I think we sometimes get off into the serious things. We're doing our blog stuff or whatever, and you're all about the butts and the briskets and all this stuff that half the people don't do, you know? So I thought, why don't we do some fun stuff? And something we've never really talked about, which is huge in the KCBS, just because of the name, is Atomic Buffalo Turds, or ABTs is what the insiders call them.
Oh, yeah, so a little secret code name.
If you're in the Brethren, if you're in the Brotherhood, and that's another website, the Barbecue
Didn't they dance about that at the Super Bowl?
The Barbecue Brethren, which is a really cool blog for you serious folks out there. The ABT is everything. So basically, we're going to take a jalapeno and we're going to stem it and we're going to cut the thing down the middle.
And so I got two half boats.
Yep, that's right. So you're going to make a couple little spoons or canoes out of it, and you're going to take a spoon or something and rip all that placental fiber.
You love saying that word.
And
it's
seeds,
just the seeds and is all
seeds
he's talking
out
about.
Of it. Well, no, you got all that fiber which has the heat in it. So and the membrane, okay? So then what you're going to do is you're going to just put some nice cream cheese in there, and for your cream cheese, you don't have to just use plain cream cheese. You can take some gorgonzola or some cheddar or whatever floats your boat. You can throw some Parmesan as a really nice one with cream cheese and blend it together and then spoon that in there. And then you take one of these little soldiers, one of these little bitty wieners, there's millions of versions of them, but little smokies is basically what you call them. And the same stuff that Johnson Brats, Johnsonville,
Hillshire Farms,
all
whatever,
those people
they all
make them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find your favorite one and you throw it in there. Or you can actually even throw just a little bit of your favorite sausage, ground sausage, in there if you want. And then you wrap the thing up in bacon.
So you put the cap back on it first?
No. You just do halves.
Just half, okay.
So you got the cream cheese. And if you want some heat in that cream cheese, you can throw some cayenne pepper or some chili powder.
Or just don't cut
whatever.
The membrane out.
Well, here's the deal. After you put your meat on it, you can throw that membrane on top of the meat and then wrap it in bacon, and then you get more heat. That's how I like it, because I like hot stuff. And jalapenos get really lame when you cook them.
They do cool down.
So you can throw that membrane and seeds back in there, or, you know, you can put a little chili powder or whatever, sriracha, anything like that on there. Wrap it in a half a strip of bacon, and you line them all up, and you can run a skewer right through all of them. And you throw them
sideways or lengthways?
Yep, sideways.
Okay. No, but I'm serious.
Do you have to go down difficult?
I'm just trying to figure out how you're laying it out, man. We got to get the picture.
It's my first time doing this.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, skewer them, put toothpicks through them, whatever you want. Throw them on the smoker. Throw them on the grill. If you're doing them on the grill, it's going to be tricky because you're going to have direct fire and you're going to have bacon. The grease will drip down. You'll have a fire. You're going to have a nightmare. Throw them in the oven if you don't have a smoker or if you can't do offset grilling.
Right. But the smoker is the best way to do it.
Yes.
And then you're just going to cook them till the bacon's done, right?
There's a good point. The smoker is the best way to do it. And I would not even add flavor wood. If you have good charcoal, and I'm going to run that temperature up to about 350, because what I don't want it to do is bake too long to get that bacon where I want it. I want that bacon crispy when I eat it. I don't want like a fat, blubbery mess.
Right.
So I want to do it a little quicker. So I'm going to do it at 350. It's going to take about an hour.
Right. And the cool part about that is they kind of gel together when they're all done.
Oh,
so you can pick them up and eat them, and they don't fall apart. You
I
can
think
take
the
a
term
bite
is
of them.
Congealed.
Yeah. All right. Your placenta has congealed. Yeah. All right. We'll stop right there. We will stop.
So
right
and
there.
Then if you want, you can take like a little. If you have some jalapeno raspberry jam or anything like that, and put just a little brush of something sweet on top. you've got, like, you're just banging on all eight cylinders.
Oh,
right now,
man, yeah.
I'm so hungry. I could eat one right
Pull
now.
Pull the toothpick out before you take the first bite. I've had people do that before, and then, you know, you get stuck in the mouth.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go.
Actually, safety precaution.
That's a good point, and I've done that to people before. It's not pretty. So another thing, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking all things fun grilling any time of the year. And if you've got some things that you think are really fun that you'd like us to talk about or you just want to brag about, hit our Facebook page, hit thegrillingguys.com, send us a comment, contribute to the show, okay? Don't just mooch off us like you've been doing for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's you, Duzma. I know you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. So, dude, what I like doing is candied bacon. You've done bacon candy before. I saw chocolate-covered bacon.
Right.
I saw one online. I was on, I think, Yumly or somebody. It was a great little picture of some sriracha candied bacon. So I copped some notes off of that, and it was pretty easy. It's just basically eight strips of bacon, and they say to use the thinner bacon. I usually use the thicker stuff.
When I candy it, yeah, because you want it a little more stable. The thin stuff gets just brittle.
Yeah,
it gets
brittle. So maybe a medium slice. And then you take some sriracha sauce and mix it up with brown sugar, and you put your bacon out on a cookie sheet. I like using a baker's rack on top of my cookie sheet so that the grease drips off it, because I want to get all that grease reduced and get down to the protein, the serious stuff of the business. You brush that sriracha on there with the brown sugar, and you throw it in the smoker, again, at 350, and fire away. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. You pull it out and leave it alone. Don't touch it. Let it cool.
Right.
It'll firm right up, you know?
Everybody likes it. Yeah, you get that little bit of caramelized sugar on there, and then when it cools, it gets a little bit crisp, so it's just a nice snap when you bite those.
Speaking of crisp, our producer is Adam Kuhansky this morning, and he's also a beer producer. He works for Brewery Vivant. He brought us some Sticky Love, and I never thought I'd tell you this, Adam, but I appreciate that when you do that.
Always every happy week to share.
It happens every week, man. Bob talking about his hard plank. And now we've got Sticky Love. So,
I didn't brew the beer, dude.
I understand.
But I'm liking it. How are you liking it?
You know, I liked it so much it's gone.
Brewery Vivant, they should be a sponsor.
Right.
They make good beer.
Well, they do make good beer. Mm-hmm. And that's why we give them a little bit of love every now and then. But, you know, sliders are a lot of fun on the grill. And I enjoy making them out of not only beef, but we make them out of venison. I've made them out of ground chicken or ground turkey as well. You got to be a little careful with the chicken and the turkey. You want to get it well done because you don't want to eat that stuff raw. It's kind of, you know, sliders a little itty-bitty.
Such a sissy.
Yeah, but, you know, get it to 160, guys. But you can have all kinds of fun putting stuff on top of those when you're grilling them. You can put a bunch of vegetables and things on there and then just cap it with a little cheese. Close the lid. Let her go. It's all good, man.
Absolutely. And, Jop, coming up very quickly here, not next weekend, but weekend after it's next weekend, the 27th, we have got a great barbecue event at Van Andel and Flickama in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're going to sponsor a barbecue, and all the proceeds go to gibarbecue.com. So I got my Jeep there. If you want to get a Jeep, if you love Jeeps or Chryslers, or if you just love barbecue, come to Van Andel and Flickama on Plainfield Avenue. Look for our big smoker, and look for the crowd, because we're going to be feeding the masses. We're going to have barbecue, bitchin' beans, and some really nice rolls from Jop's favorite little bakery.
Yep, Schnitz Bakery over here. They make just a great little Vienna roll, man.
So we're going to be raising money for the troops. Stop in, say hi. It's just throw money in the bucket. It's not going to be like, you know, 10 bucks a plate or anything. If you want one little slider, if you want a plateful, you just give what your heart desires and come down. By all means, say hi. If you want to sneak us a beer, that's okay too.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about more of this fun stuff on the grill, as well as we're going to break down the latest on Operation GI Barbecue, because we've had a couple changes that have come down the pipe, all for the good. We're still on mission, and we're on task to make this happen here for our troops. It just may happen on American soil now rather than overseas, because it is what it is. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fenvalley.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill or maybe a smoker or even a deep fryer, because you know what? It's year-round fun to be out in your backyard cooking for your family and friends, and it's the weekend. Why not do it? I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking an hour out of your week. We do this just really for fun, because it's obviously not making us millionaires, but we love grilling.
Or I wouldn't be hanging out with the likes of you, Barbecue Bob. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I bet you if I was a millionaire, you would.
Yeah. I don't know. That big old size 8 1/4 might even be bigger.
Okay, all right. Anyway, yeah, we put up with each other. It's an intolerable situation sometimes, but we call it the Grilling Guys. You can check us out at thegrillingguys.com. There's lots of recipes on there, and I have to admit that I've gotten kind of lazy at posting a lot of new stuff lately, but there's a huge library of recipes and tips and just guides, temperature guides for meat and whatever. The internet's just full of great stuff anyway. We're another one of those places. We actually have people contacting us from literally all over the world because they found the site, and that's pretty cool. I had a guy who's now an Arctic Spa dealer come on because his partner found the Grilling Guys. He was smoking some pheasant, and he was looking for a good recipe. He found your pheasant recipe on our site, and he said, hey, I found this hot tub thing here, and we want to get into hot tub. Well, they're now our new dealer in Merrill, Wisconsin. So.
Well, crap, they didn't buy my pheasant recipe, though. I guess I gave that away, though, didn't
yeah,
I?
You did. Yeah. Yeah, you did. But so it's kind of cool how the web works that way, and it's a link. You know, you find yourself clicking on things all over the place. But back to fun grilling any time of the year. We were talking on the break about mock chicken legs, and you you said you never really did them much. And our producer, Adam Kohansky here, he chimed right in that he loves making them for his family.
Nice. A little bit of seasoning as well. Yep. Do you prefer them on the stick or how you guys like them?
Yeah. Well, they come on a stick. So, I mean, it looks like a drumstick when you're done.
But it's really breakfast sausage, right?
That's usually some.
I've never eaten one.
Usually some sort of ground meat. And then it's got like breading on the outside. And my goodness, you didn't grow up with your mom making them?
No, I grew up kind of like by myself. My brothers and sisters were gone, so we didn't eat mock chicken legs. I'm sure they ate the hell out of them.
You're a PB&J guy.
Right, yeah, right, yeah.
Your mom didn't even know where you were. She's at the casino.
Another pack of Marlboros.
Yeah. Where's that little?
She's rolling over in her grave. Bless her heart.
Where's that little kid? What's his name?
Playing on the
Randy.
Train tracks. That's where he's at. He's playing on train tracks, flattening out pennies.
But for those of us average middle class families that had, like, there were six kids in our family. We had, you know, my dad was just a state worker. It was probably pretty tough feeding six kids on one small salary.
Sure.
So stuff like mock chicken legs, yeah. Yeah, ring bologna. Oh, yeah. We go old school.
Some of my favorite.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So mock chicken legs on the grill. Great kids treat. You asked how you can tell when they're done. You can kind of just feel it, of course.
They get firm then if it's a breakfast ground meat or something.
Meat, yeah. But, you know, if you happen to have a nice digital, that's a good way to do it. But you always like doing these kielbasa burgers.
I do. And there's a little bit of a trick to those because – you know, you can eat beef at a medium rare, and you're not going to get hurt. You could do it with pork, too, but it's just not smart. So if you're mixing in, some people mix bacon in with their burger, or they'll mix a brat in with their burger. You got to cook those a little bit longer because you want that pork to get cooked all the way through. I would suggest with bacon, if you mix it in with a burger, is actually cook it ahead of time. Chop it up and put it in there because there's nothing worse than a rubbery piece of bacon in your mouth. You know, you want that to be cooked. And
actually,
you don't want to
overcook. There's one thing worse.
Yeah, okay, right. But you want that cooked. You want it completely done. So just if you're mixing up the brat in there or the bacon, make sure that you maybe pre-cook it a little bit and put that in there. Mix it up with your beef, and then actually add a little moisture. Both of those do, so your burgers aren't going to be really as dry, and it's
great.
And
that brings up a good point, because we were talking about the ABTs on the second segment, or the third segment, the atomic buffalo turds. If you do have a grill, and that's how you're going to want to make them, you can actually grill those, and you can partially cook your bacon in advance, and that would help you get over that whole, the bacon's not quite done enough because I did it on the grill and my grease is dripping down thing.
Right, and you're getting flare-ups and all that other happy
so
stuff.
So pre-cooking your bacon would be one solution if you only have a grill and no smoker to get that done outside. Because there is something about, you know, doing that stuff outside that ties into that whole thing we do.
Yeah. Speaking about atomic bombs, let's talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue and what's going on with it. We've had a curveball thrown to us a little bit, but it's just that. It's a slow curve, and we're going to hit it down the middle. Basically, what we've got going is it's really difficult to get anything onto a military base in a foreign country.
Now it is.
Right.
Never used to be that way.
But today, that's where it is. Yep. So we have all but been told that it's next to impossible for us to do what we want to do with Operation GI Barbecue.
No, actually what the guy told me was, even if you were Kid Rock, which we are not,
right,
I don't think I could get it done.
Okay.
So that's when I said, okay, I'm sick of fighting these people.
Right.
So
we're going to take a turn. We're going to adapt. That's what the military does. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And we're going to bring this back to the stateside. And guess what? There's going to be a giant barbecue for returning troops somewhere in our near future.
I think a good way to do it is to go with slightly smaller smokers. We have tons of sauce from original one. American Stockyard gave us tons of sauce. You can pick that up all over. If you're listening to this, you can find American Stockyard on the shelf somewhere. And it's you love the stuff. So, and we've got Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. We've got all sorts of other things that are going on with it. Fat Daddy's seasonings. My goodness, we've got all kinds of things to bring to the troops. We've got candy and stuff donated from all around the country. So I think we might want to just get two or three smaller smokers and hit two or three bases and, you know, help out the troops coming into a few different locales. And I'd certainly like to hit a Michigan base.
Right. So as our listeners, you've been supporting this stuff forever.
Yep.
Okay. Hit us on Facebook and let us know if you know of a great location where this might happen. And you know what? We're listening. Because this is absolutely going to happen. We've worked too hard to not make this thing go over the goal line, and it will.
We're kind of at the point now where we've got about enough money, so it's time to pull the trigger, and we can't because our receiver is he's not in the open.
Right.
All right, so it's time for a little bit of man law. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula, that's for sure. Today's Man Law is one I've probably violated a few times. Man Law violation number 20, using K in a text to another man is prohibited. So don't, if somebody says, hey, we're going to meet down at Schmo's for a beer. You can't send them back just a K. You have to say okay or thanks. But K is it's childish. Don't do it.
Or order me one and I'll be there.
It's lazy.
Right. Exactly. Very
so,
lazy.
So, Job, one last quick thing. One thing I love doing is grilled pineapple. And this came up when I was in a class I was teaching with Rob Russell out in New York. And we did some pineapple. He loves grilling pineapple. So I happen to have in my suitcase a bottle of Meyer rum. Go figure.
Yeah.
And so I took
it's got
some,
its own little pocket
yeah,
right in there.
So
yeah.
I took some butter and some Meyer rum and some brown sugar, made a nice little sauce, and I basted that pineapple as I'm grilling it. It is my mouth's watering right now thinking about it. But we have to get out of here, dude.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. If you got nothing going on this afternoon, take a road trip up to Hart, Michigan and support Big Hart Brewing. He's opening up today at 4 o'clock. Dave and Leslie Hansen, our friends. Great place to go. You're going to love their beer. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.